A recorder joined.
Do you want us on mute?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Thanks. Jamie, I heard you're there.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Jamie. I think we're just waiting for Alex, right?
Not a problem. It's 4 o'clock now. I'm certain she'll be along shortly.
Okay. Maybe I'll give her a quick text.
No worries.
Okay. Like she's had a bit of a crazy day. Kenny D.
Left.
Alex.
Joined.
Kenny D.
Joined.
Sorry, everyone. I just gave Alex a quick call, and I guess when I hung up on her, I hung up on the conference as well. So she's going to be joining us. I'm here.
Not a problem.
I was waiting for you, Penny.
Oh. Thanks, Alex. Okay, so we will get started. Just welcome everybody, and hope you're having a good week so far. So we'll call the meeting to order. Approval of the agenda, Alex, and make the motion, and then so we'll go right into item 3, which is the employee attendance update. So Jamie, I will turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you, trustees. You're right, it is hard to believe that it is June the 3rd, and we are in the final month of the school year. So good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for your time. Our report, our loan public report this afternoon is an employee attendance monitoring report, and this report is through the start of the September 2019 school year through to the end of April. One of our major areas within human resource services that we support our employees on a regular basis is the employee support and wellness department. And this department has been working closely by way of implementing our board absence management plan. And as part of that plan, we've been supporting employees when they are away from work. The purpose of the report is a monitoring report coming forward to trustees this afternoon to show an overall reduction of 1.81 of a day when we compare the number of sick leave absences from September 2018 through to April 2019 to the same time period this year. The board is on track to fully implement our strategic wellness and absence management plan by way of the initiatives within this plan to reduce overall employee absences by a minimum of one half day per year for the next 4 years. The report itself shows the highlights of the average number of days and the reduction from last year to this year. Herein lies the report, and happy to answer any questions that trustees may have.
Great, thanks, Jamie. I just want to confirm, I believe I just have Alex and Carol present, correct? I don't think there's any other trustees on the line. Okay, so with that, I'll move to questions. So, Carol, I'll start with you. Do you have any questions? Carol, are you on mute?
No, I'm not now. Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. I don't have any questions exactly, but I have a comment in terms of the plan, the absence management plan, absentee. Is there a component within that plan for mental health? That's what I worry about, because some teachers that are under stress will go to, well, they can't go to school now, but will attend simply because they want to make sure that they're following protocols and the rules, but may feel stressed out or not and in need of mental health. Is there a plan in place for that? I know that we have the positive culture and well-being plan. So I'm asking Jamie about that.
Hi. Yeah, so I'll turn it over to you, Jamie. The positive culture and well-being report is more aimed at students. But this would be the right place to ask for staff. So, Jamie, I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, and through the chair. The Strategic Wellness and Absence Management Plan has 10 initiatives as part of it. The eighth initiative is a sole focus on staff wellness. That incorporates both mental wellness, so mental health and physical wellness. The board right now is working with Workplace Medical Corp on the design of that wellness plan to finalize that plan and begin to implement it in 2020, 2021.
Good, because there probably will be a lot of stressed out educators in this period when they're online. So I just wanted to know, and thank you for the answer, Jamie.
A good question, Carol, and thank you for bringing it up.
Alex, okay.
Do you have any
thank
questions?
You.
No, I did not.
Okay, so with that, we will adjourn from the public session into the private session. So at this point, I guess we have to hang up and dial back in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, trustees.
Alex.
Left.
Bob Felker.
Left.
Carol Paken Miller.
Left.
Jamie Nunn.
Left.
Penny Dee.
Left.
Cindy Francis.
Left.
Effie Filippios.
Left.